not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, phonograph,
go records, records,
record,
record machine,
jukebox,
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 jukebox, music.
Today on the Vinyl Experience. A birthday party for a record album. Now, you could forget your mom's birthday or even your spouse, but I'll bet you remember what record was born on June 1st, 1967. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
It's so good to be back in England. We like to do, start off with a thing that everybody knows out there. You can join and start singing. Matter of fact, it sounds better if you stand up for your country and your beliefs and start singing.
June 4th, 1967, the Savile Theatre in London. The Jimi Hendrix Experience played before the rock royalty of the day. And only 3 days after its release, Jimmy wowed Paul McCartney and George Harrison, who were in the audience, with his rendition of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. On the original album, the song segues right into the next number with a little help from my friends. And Joe Cocker's slow and soulful version redefined the song, which was conceived as a lightweight vehicle for Ringo. But what worked well for Ringo worked wonders for George Burns.
What do you do when your love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do you feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're all alone? Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friend. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. What would you do if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friend. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friend. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I just want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by. Ooh, I get high. Yeah.
answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
The Vinyl Experience, celebrating Sgt. Pepper's birthday. The Watershed album was released in the UK on Parlophone Records on June 1st, 1967, and on June 2nd by Capitol Records in the USA. The only time that a Beatle participated in a cover version of a Beatles song was in 1974, when John Lennon helped Elton John remake Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and they would perform it together at Madison Square Garden later that year in what would be Lennon's last concert appearance. Celebrating Pepper's birthday has become a bit of an event, and in 2007, the BBC did it right, gathering contemporary groups at Abbey Road to recreate the album using the original four-track equipment that the Beatles used, even the same microphones and analog tape machines. And in performance and sonics, the Kaiser Chiefs got it right.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. You're holding me down, turning me around. Getting better, a little better, all the time. I have to admit, it's getting better, since you've been mine. Me used to be angry at man, me hiding me head in the sand.
Thank you. that she loved. Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my scene, and I'm doing the best that I can. Got to admit, it's getting better. It's getting better all the time. Have to admit, it's getting better. It's getting better since you've been mine. Getting so much better all the time.
All This in World War II was one of three films that featured Beatles songs as a soundtrack. The other two were the ill-fated Bee Gees' Peter Frampton's Sgt. Pepper film in 1978 and Julie Taymor's Across the Universe in 2005. But All This in World War II was the first, and Status Quo had their way with getting better. Licensing Beatles songs is a pricey affair. Mad Men just paid a ransom for the use of Tomorrow Never Knows. But when Michael Jackson controlled the Beatles catalog, Gomez's version of Getting Better popped up everywhere as a Philips TV commercial.
I used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things that she loved. And it was me, but I'm changing my scene. I'm doing the best that I can. I admit it's getting better, a little better all the time. Yes, I admit it's getting better. It's getting better since you've been mine.
Getting so much better all the time.
80s covers of Sgt. Pepper tunes were collected for charity on the British compilation Sgt. Pepper Knew My Father. And we'll source a few versions from that collection. I had the good fortune to nab a vinyl copy at Rough Trade on Portobello Road in London. And from it, Pepper's next selection, Fixing a Hole, reimagined by Hue and Cry.
Oh, Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. Snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves. Never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get.
She's leaving home. At 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting the man from the motor trade. Something inside that was always denied for so many years. She's leaving home.
Bye, bye.
From All This in World War II, a natural for suave Brian Ferry, She's Leaving Home. The Vinyl Experience, throwing a birthday party for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Now, for the problematic Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. It's a novelty song to begin with.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline.
And the versions that I've uncovered are unconventional, to say the least. First, since All This is still queued up, here's British comic Frank Sidebottom's take, followed by a bit of comic Eddie Izzard's rendition from Across the Universe.
All the benefits of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on his trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, later Pablo, Frank is fair, for what I see. All the men and horses, hymns and guns, as lastly through of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will change the world.
The band begins at 10 to 6 when Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he's gonna do on solid ground, whatever they are. Having been some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is chopping the bell, baby! Across the universe! It's me! I'm on top of the bell! I spent years getting to this point! I'm bloody brilliant! It's just cars, you gotta see what I do, man! I got horses and dogs and cats and monkeys and blue people! It's just, it's such a collection! I spent years putting it together! You gotta watch it. You gotta see it. It's me in the thing.
Now, here's the version of Mr. Kite that I think John Lennon would have loved best. Taking it to an even weirder place, this is Burn Kit 2600. The Vinyl Experience, and so ends side one of the original Sgt. Pepper. Stupid. Shall we flip over to side two?
That's on the other side, stupid!
Oh, sorry, Big Frank. Thank you.
Talking about the
For my money, one of the great and organic Beatles remakes, Sonic Youth, Within You, Without You. The Vinyl Experience is throwing a birthday party for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, released on June 1st, 1967. When I'm 64 was actually not a choice for George Burns when he waxed a couple of Beatles tunes in 1972, because he was actually too old to sing it. As a novelty, it works well for Keith Moon, who sadly would not even make it to 34.
When I get older, losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, a birthday greeting, bottle of wine? If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save grandchildren on your knee. Vera, Chuck and Dave. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a little ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Or will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. And if you say the word, I could stay with you. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me, or will you still feed me when I'm 64?
When it gets dark, throw my heart away. Standing by the parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita, filling in a ticket in a little white book. In a cast, she looked much older, and the back across her shoulder made her look a little like a villain. Lovely Rita, meter maid, may I inquire discreetly, when are you free to take some tea with me? Like to see her again. Got the bill, Rita paid it. Took her home, nearly made it. Sitting on the sofa with a sister or two. Lovely Rita, meet her mate. Where would I be without you? Give us a weekend, make me think of you. Lovely Rita, meet her mate. Lovely Rita, meet her mate.
Vinyl Experience. It's the Sergeant's birthday, and we've tracked through the album rundown with interpretations of the timeless songs, from Keith Moon's When I'm 64 to Michelle's shocked lovely Rita, and just there, the Triffids, and Good Morning, Good Morning. And that brings us to the album's monumental finale, A Day in the Life. Now, just as we began with Jimi Hendrix doing the Sgt. Pepper title song, let's wrap up with another guitar legend, but from the opposite end of the music spectrum. Wes Montgomery was the first to record his own version, reacting almost instantly to a song that would set a whole new standard for standards. From June 1967, as the world was absorbing the original, Wes found this groove. Thank you. Wes Montgomery, in June 1967, A Day in the Life, one of the first recorded reactions to the album that reset the premise of pop music. But hold on, I goofed. I left one out. We skipped right from Good Morning to A Day in the Life, but I totally blew past the Sgt. Pepper reprise. Let's fix that.
Having read the book, I love. my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
And that's The Vinyl Experience. Hey, keep those thumbs up coming at The Vinyl Experience page on Facebook. Check prn.fm's archives and rtds.ca's On Demand for past shows. And follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.